Good morning, Sleepy Town. I'm Beau Bartlett, and you're listening to The Art House. Art House Radio, coming to you from 88.5 WCUG in Columbus, Georgia, and WOHM in Charleston, Palm Radio 96.3. Here with Show Irakawa, producer engineer extraordinaire. Good morning, Show.
Good morning, Beau. How are you doing?
I am well. I like the show we have lined up for ourselves today.
Yeah, quiet on the set. Quiet on the set.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all about movie music, soundtrack music, scores, and songs from movies.
Some of the best D&D music around.
Yeah, from the 96th Annual Academy Awards. We do have a word of the day, Show.
Is it Grammy?
That's close.
Okay.
That's very, very close. You're in the right realm. Filmdom.
I've never heard that.
No, you don't ever hear the word filmdom. You've heard kingdom.
Kingdom, yeah. Yes.
But filmdom, the art or business of making a movie.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yep. Such as, that will go down in the annals of filmdom as the worst movie ever. Oh, yeah. And we have a quote of the day. We have a quote of the day today. It is, if you want a happy ending, that depends, of course, on where you stop your story. Orson Welles. If you want a happy ending, that depends, of course, on where you stop your story. Wisdom from Orson Welles. I'm excited about the show today.
I love soundtrack music.
Yeah, there's so much great music this year. The first half of the show, we're going to play music from movies that I like, my favorite movies. And the second half of the show, we're going to play music from movies I didn't like.
Oh, no!
I'm going to be our little film critic.
Hot takes!
But the music in all of the movies is fabulous this year. So it doesn't matter if I liked it or not. The show is going to be great with great music. Oh, boy. So I think we start right off. This past weekend, I saw Jean Baptiste in Atlanta at the Tabernacle.
Amazing.
It was great.
Beautiful venue. Amazing artist.
Amazing and amazing. Jean Baptiste lit the place up. Man. He was on fire. He was love and light incarnate. So let's start off with Jean Baptiste with his song from American Symphony, the documentary about his life. It Never Went Away by Jean Baptiste.
Going away. sure that's what we were meant for. I need you, and that's never going to change. It never went away.
That was John Batiste with It Never Went Away from the documentary American Symphony. It was shot while he was working on a symphony for Carnegie Hall, and his wife was struggling, Sulika, his wife was struggling with a bone marrow transplant for her leukemia. Beautiful song from a great film. Let's go now to another favorite film of mine from this year. This is from Poor Things, starring Emma Stone and Mark Ruffalo and Willem Dafoe. About another transplant, actually, is about self-discovery after a brain transplant, where Emma Stone gets a brain transplant. From Poor Things, we're going to hear O Quarto, a fado song by Carmino.
Neste quarto tão pequeno que eu pensava ser só meu, infiltra-se um tal veneno que é a solidão e eu juntos não somos um todo. Sufocante vazio, e eu já nem sei de que modo foi invadido pelo frio. Agora já somos três, mas esses não fazem um. Nem ao entrares tu me vês. Neste quarto é de nenhum. Um coração que se partiu, que está sem nada para dar. É este quarto vazio, é este quarto vazio, onde nem lá cabe o ar.
Beautiful Fada by Carmino from Poor Things. You're listening to The Art House. Today's show is all music from the movies, this year's Academy Awards, the 96th Annual Academy Awards. Now we're going to hear some music from my favorite movie of the year, show. My favorite movie.
What is it?
Past Lives.
Oh.
A lovely small film, a first film by Celine Songs. And the music's beautiful. The movie is small and subtle and beautiful. Just a great film. Sort of semi-autobiographical love story, a kind of love triangle. Oh. But we're going to hear three pieces in a row because I just couldn't choose which one because I love them all. We're going to hear Across the Ocean, Crossing, and If You Leave Something Behind. And then we're going to go into a Leonard Cohen, which is just a song they play during the soundtrack with Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye, Leonard Cohen. All right, let's start off. And these songs are all by Christopher Bear and Daniel Rosen, Across the Ocean from Past Lives. Thank you.
I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. But now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. Let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
You're listening to The Art House on WCUG in Columbus, Georgia, and WOHM in Charleston, South Carolina. Next up, we have music from the film American Fiction, another favorite of mine from the year, just extremely highly entertaining film about writing and race and movie making.
I think we very briefly spoke about this film.
I really like this film.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely film. Must see, starring Jeffrey Wright. So we're going to hear two pieces from that. Family Is by Laura Carpton and Patricia Russian, and then followed by Stagger Lee by Laura Carpton. So let's get into these from American Fiction, and then we'll see you on the other side. listening to The Art House. I'm Beau Bartlett. This week's show is all music from the movies. We just heard a piece from American Fiction called Stagger Lee, inspired partially by a Thelonious Monk composition. It's a great film show about writing, about race, about making movies. It reminds me a lot of Robert Altman's film, The Player. Did you ever see The Player?
No.
Oh, I highly recommend The Player.
I like Robert Altman, though.
Altman's a great filmmaker. Made some of my favorite films.
Yeah.
But in The Player, the film sort of gets meta a little bit, where it's about itself, and it becomes back to they're making the movie that they've talked about making throughout the whole film. Yeah. And in a way, that's what happens in American Fiction, which I highly recommend everyone see.
Very cool.
Robert Altman actually said, filmmaking is a chance to live many lifetimes. Filmmaking is a chance to live many lifetimes, Robert Altman. Filmmaking, like art, is a chance to live many lifetimes. When we make anything, a painting, music, a film, a novel, we live both in our own life, our own history, and fantasy. Fact and fiction coexisting, giving us, the creator, the opportunity to slide in and out of realities. We live our past over and over. We live our dreams, our futures. We live many lifetimes, both desired and dreaded. Comedy, romance, horror, regardless of the genre, our creative lives are closely intertwined with the real world, our real lives, for better or for worse. We process our lives through our art. When I was a kid, on Saturday afternoons, I'd walk down into the field below my house. It had once been woods, a giant forest. There had been an old trail there since the beginning of humanity, through the woods. Green moss on either side of the trail and up the base of giant old oaks. But by the time I was a youth, 8, 9, 10 years old, it had all been deforested. It was just a grassy field, high golden winter grass. I'd go down on Saturday afternoons and pick up old Coke bottles, RC Cola caps. If I recall correctly, I could get into the Bradley Theater with 6 Coke bottles, or into the Georgia Theater with just 3 RC Cola metal caps. I'd pick them up until I had the necessary number, bottles and caps, and I'd walk the mile down 13th to the theater downtown. I'd go and watch whatever was playing. Newsreels, black and white, telling the news from around the world. And then the feature. I remember watching Ben-Hur, the biblical epic. Babes in Toyland, Mary Poppins with Julie Andrews, and The Sound of Music. It's a mad, 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 mad world. I remember watching Doris Day sing Que Sera, Sera. And Paul Newman as Cool Hand Luke, Prisoner on the Road. And Lawrence of Arabia, and The Warlord. And later, Jonathan Livingston Seagull, The Story of a Wayward Seagull. And Honkers, about a rodeo clown, starring James Coburn. And Vanishing Point, about delivering a car cross country. Rebellious films. Films about the times. But all these films informed and enriched my life. They brought the larger world, the outside world, into my sleepy little town. They brought wonder, fantasy, excitement, and danger into the otherwise mundane world of Columbus, Georgia in the mid-1960s. They, on some level, woke me up. Movies, entertainment, Hollywood. The purpose of art is to wake us up. I don't like all the movies that were nominated for Academy Awards this year. These films coming up, the music coming up, are from some of my least favorite films of the year. Big extravaganzas. But in most of them, the music is the driving force. In the second half, let's start off with one of my least favorite films. I am a Wes Anderson fan. I am, I have to say. But boy, Asteroid City. Woo-wee. We're going to hear, "You can't wake up if you don't fall asleep." I really feel like, I fell asleep. I fell asleep in Asteroid City. And I feel like that for some reason, Wes Anderson wanted to put us to sleep in the film. I don't know how he did it, but I looked around after I woke up and everybody else was sleeping too, left and right. So somehow he lulled us to sleep. And then he came in with the song, "You Can't Wake Up If You Don't Fall Asleep." So I don't know how he did it, but it was magic, the wonders of movies, the wonder of magic of movies. Let's start the second half with "You Can't Wake Up If You Don't Fall Asleep" by Jarvis Cocker from Asteroid City.
You can't wake up if you don't fall asleep. You can't fall in love and land on your feet. You won't smell the roses if you never plant a seed. And you can't wake up if you don't fall asleep. You can't make an entrance. They keep missing your cue. You won't pick a winner till you learn how to choose. You never find the treasure unless you dig deep. And you can't wake up if you don't fall asleep. Oh, you'll never have memories worth keeping. Oh, you'll never find the truth you are seeking. While you are sleeping, you don't fall asleep. If you don't fall asleep. Thank you.
You're listening to The Art House on WCUG and WOHM. Next up, we have music from Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon. We're going to hear Robbie Robertson with They Don't Live Long, and then Wazazie from the Osage Tribal Singers. Just a snippet of that from a film which was very large and very important, but which the music was one of the best parts.
Rough.
Sorry. Robbie Robertson, They Don't Live Long.
Thank you.
That was Molto Adagio, music by Leonard Bernstein from the film Maestro, Bradley Cooper's film Maestro. Again, in my opinion, the music was the best thing. Next, we hear some fantastic music from the film Oppenheimer, another big movie about white men destroying things. another movie like that. But the music was fabulous. So let's hear some of Ludwig Göransson's soundtrack for the film Oppenheimer. This piece is entitled Groves. Next up and lastly is from the film Barbie, Billie Eilish with the best song of the year, What Was I Made For? I don't know how to feel.
something I can be, something I wait for, something I'm made for, something I'm made for.
And just like that, we've come to the end of another Art House. This week's Art House, all music from the 96th Academy Awards. What'd you think of the music this week's show?
I think it's great. I love soundtrack music. I think it's very evocative.
Yeah, it really can make a movie.
Mm-hmm. Or break a movie.
It can actually break a movie. In this case, most of the music this year helped the movies, at least of this grouping.
Yes.
Let's do a rundown. What do you think?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, you know that all the music can be seen on the website, arthouseradio.com.
Well done.
Thank you. Calm. And here we'll give you a quick rundown of what we heard today. We heard John Batiste with It Never Went Away from American Symphony. And then we heard O Quarto, the beautiful fado from the surreal film Poor Things. What an amazing ride that film is with Emma Stone. Then we heard Past Lives, music from Past Lives by Christopher Baer and Daniel Rosen. That's a wonderful film starring Greta Lee. It's just kind of a love triangle, unlike any other love triangle film you'll ever see. Highly recommend that one. It's one of my favorites. We heard Across the Ocean, Crossing, If You Leave Something Behind. And then we heard the song which was in the film, Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye by Leonard Cohen. Then we heard Family Is by Laura Carpton, Patricia Russian from American Fiction. Highly recommended, American Fiction. Another directorial debut. Past Lives was the directorial debut of Celine Songs. American Fiction is the directorial debut of Cord Jefferson, starring Jeffrey Wright. During the story, we heard Man Bartlett, 219-0101. Then we heard Jarvis Cocker from Wes Anderson's beautiful production, Asteroid City.
That's the best you could do.
That's all I got. All I got. If you want to fall asleep without taking sleeping pills, watch that movie. We heard You Can't Wake Up If You Don't Fall Asleep. They Don't Live Long by Robbie Robertson from Martin Scorsese's big Killers of the Flower Moon. Unnecessary movie about how the white man raped and pillaged the Native American Osage Indians over oil rights. Mm-hmm. Very entertaining stuff. Great music, though. Then we heard the Osage Tribal Singers with Wazazie. Just a snippet of that. We heard music from Maestro, Leonard Bernstein's Molto Adagio. We heard Groves by Ludwig Göransson from Oppenheimer. We heard Billie Eilish with the Song of the Year with What Was I Made For from Greta Gerwig's surreal popular feminist comedy. From the most unlikeliest of subjects, a doll, Barbie. Thanks everyone for listening to this week's show. I'm glad you were here with us on the radio. We love you all. Thanks for listening in Charleston. Thanks for listening in Sleepy Town, Columbus, Georgia, Magnolia, and Southern Georgia.
Asteroid City.
Yes, yes. Wherever else our range goes, mm-hmm. which goes a little bit further than just the city limits.
Oh, yeah. We're out there.
Yeah, we're way out there. We're down in probably Eufaula.
Auburn.
Albany.
Maybe.
Maybe. If you're lucky and it's clear on a starry night.
Put your ears up to the sky.
So thanks for listening. Or out on the interwebs, wherever you are in the country or in the world. Thanks for listening. We love you guys. Thanks for being a part of Art House Radio. You are our team, and we appreciate you. Have a great week. Make some art. And love and light, y'all.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do. I'm always number two. No one knows how hard I tried. Oh, oh, I have feelings that I can't explain. Driving me insane. All my life been so polite, but I'll sleep alone tonight. 'Cause I'm just kidding anywhere I